Das Bundesliga Show on the Soccer Gambling Podcast is presented by WinBet. Sign up using our link and receive a free $500 risk-free bet. That's right, $500. And if you send in your first bet slip, you'll get a free t-shirt. Head over to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/win for a $500 risk-free bet. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/win, W-Y-N-N. We're also brought to you by Better Than Vegas. Better Than Vegas is the home for avid sports bettors, providing insights, analysis, and free betting picks. Better Than Vegas, it's like YouTube for sports betting. Make sure you subscribe to our page so you never miss a pick. Head over to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/BTV. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/BTV. We're also brought to you by Better Edge. Better Edge is a stock exchange for sports bets, allowing you to buy and sell betting positions like a stock market. The best part is it allows you to bet with no VIG. That's right, no VIG betting. That's legal in 40 states. Sign up at betteredge.com, promo code SGP, for a free $10 bet. That's Better Edge, BETTOREdge.com, and the promo code SGP. And finally, we're also brought to you by Ace Per Head. Ace is the leader in pay-per-head providers, and they make it super easy to start your own sportsbook. Plus, Ace is offering up to 6 weeks free. Just head over to aceperhead.com/SGP. That's aceperhead.com/SGP. You are listening to Das Bundesliga Show here on the Soccer Gambling Podcast. You can follow the Soccer Gambling Podcast on Twitter at SGP Soccer. That's at SGP Soccer. Also, check out my website, lockbetting.com, where we have made a 29-13 start to soccer. We were at 29-10, but we had a reverse sweep on Wednesday. And I'm going to talk about it on a bonus show here on the SGP. It's going to be called My Worst Day Ever. Wednesday was a day of ridiculous bad beats. I'm sure you guys can relate, and you can listen to my show over on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network. That should be out today. But as I was saying, lockbetting.com, 29-13 with the soccer. We've had 12 winning weeks in the NFL. We did not win during wildcard weekend, and we're looking to bounce back this weekend with the divisional round. We've had 8 straight winning days with the tennis. We're on a little break now with tennis, but tennis will resume shortly, and the Australian Open is at the end of the month. And we are winning nearly every single night with the NBA. We're also on a 15-3 boxing run. We have the UFC coming back soon. It's still a good time to sign up for lockbetting.com as we head towards our 92nd month of consecutive tracked profit. Before we move on with the show, let me let you guys know the EPL show is currently out, this weekend's EPL show. It's the 200th edition. There'll be another EPL show in midweek. There will also be another Bundesliga show in midweek, as Bundesliga are playing out a full set of fixtures in midweek. We also have the bonus show about my worst day ever. Next weekend, we have another Bundesliga show, another EPL show, and we have a fight show as Conor McGregor returns to the Octagon next weekend. So overall, you're looking at 8 shows coming out from me across the next 7 days. We're looking at 3 EPL shows, 3 Bundesliga shows, my worst day ever, and a UFC fight show as well next weekend. 8 shows across the next 7 days. Make sure you check them all out. 6 of them will be here on the Soccer Gambling Podcast, and 2 of them will be over on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network. You can check out the Sports Gambling Podcast Network on Twitter at the SGP Network. That's at the SGP Network. So let's roll on with this weekend's edition of Das Bundesliga Show. We begin with Bayer Leverkusen travelling to Union Berlin tonight. Union Berlin are the 11-5 underdogs. It's 12-5 to draw and it's 6-5 on Bayer Leverkusen. Leverkusen ended a bad run of form in midweek as they thumped Eintracht Frankfurt in the cup. But their league form has taken a bit of a hit since Bayern Munich ended their unbeaten record. And they'll be looking for a bounce back here against Union Berlin. But Union Berlin is a difficult place to go to. They have had some solid form this season. They are massively overachieving. They are not in the relegation conversation at all this season. After being in the conversation last season, usually you expect for history to repeat itself with relegation threatened teams. But Union Berlin are completely clear and they've been particularly solid at home this season. Both teams have actually scored in all of one but Union Berlin's last 8 Bundesliga games and in 4 of Leverkusen's last 5 league starts. Both of these teams are actually averaging over 2 goals per game this season, and the hosts, which it proves how much they've improved this season, have netted in all 15 of their league games thus far this season, while Leverkusen themselves have scored in all but 2 of their Bundesliga fixtures, so they've scored in 13 of them. So I think we're guaranteed goals here. I think this one could go over 2.5 goals, which is available here at 10-11, with both teams to score possibly being the even safer bet here at 4-5. Don't want to pick a winner here. Union Berlin have been solid this season, particularly at home, and Leverkusen are in a bad run of form in the league. Yes, they got back on track in the cup in midweek, but this is a team that sat top of the league going into the game against Bayern before Christmas, which they lost, and have since definitely lost their way, including not even being able to beat Werder Bremen at home last week, having to come from behind to salvage a 1-1 draw. So disappointing run from Leverkusen, and I don't necessarily think it ends here against a very, very tough and solid Union Berlin team. So I'm going to go with the goals. I'm going to take the over here, and I'm going to take both teams to score here at 4-5. I'm not going to take it collectively. You can actually parlay these two things together, but that bet has not really been working out for me lately. So I would actually back both of these individually, because you can pretty much break even if you go 1-1. But there is a definite chance that you could go 2-0. I just wouldn't risk combining the two together, even though it gets you the better price of 13-10. I think 4-5 and 10-11, taking the over and both teams to score separately, provides you with enough value here anyway from this game. Up next, we move on to Saturday and we look at Cologne at home to Hertha Berlin, where Cologne are the 9-4 underdogs. It's 23-10 the draw, and it's 5-4 here on Hertha. It's really difficult here for me to make a case for either of these two teams. None of them are in particularly good form. Cologne had a very, very small revival, but they have definitely dipped back down to the lower part of the table, and they could be threatened by a relegation race if teams like Schalke or Arminia Bielefeld can find any kind of form down the bottom. But as things stand, despite the fact that they are having themselves a terrible season, it does look like this team are going to be safe. My pick for this game will simply be to take over 2 goals. The line here is set at 2, not 2.5, because these two teams have been so poor as of late. But I'm taking over 2, hit 5-6, because previously, at least at certain times last season, these two teams did show that they can score goals. Their form at the moment certainly doesn't reflect that. This Cologne team have drawn 2 and lost 6 of their last 8 home games this season. The hosts have also lost 3 of the last 4 Bundesliga matches, including losing 5-0 to Freiburg last week. But there's hope there because they do concede goals. Hertha Berlin are not in great shape either, winning 1 of their last 5 Bundesliga games, but drawing 2 and losing the other 2. And while their record of 2 wins, 2 draws and 4 defeats on the road this season also leaves a lot to be desired, they probably are the worthy favourites here. But I'm going to lean towards over 2 in hope that these two teams can find 3 goals in this game. I'm certain that they'll be able to find 2, so be able to push this. I'm just not sure who's going to score the goals. You would think Hertha Berlin would see this as an opportunity to win because Cologne are in such poor form, but periodically Cologne can find a way to score. Look, the talent rosters of a lot of these German teams in the mid-table positions or lower league positions haven't really changed. They haven't made any major signings. There hasn't been any major changes to the squad. So this Cologne team that were doing well coming into the lockdown period last season, they still have the talent. And when Bruno Labbadia took over at Hertha Berlin went on a really good run, which was derailed by a loss at Dortmund. And then since then, they've never really recovered. So there is talent in these teams, and there's certainly enough talent to score goals. So I'm going to take the over here and hope they can find 2 goals here, and it's available at 5-6 in this one. Up next, we look at Hoffenheim at home to Arminia Bielefeld. Where Hoffenheim here are available at 7-10. It's 3-1 the draw, and it's 19-5 on Arminia Bielefeld. I sound like a broken record, but eventually Hoffenheim are going to win a game. Hoffenheim are definitely in a false position. This is a team that beat Bayern Munich earlier on in the season, and this is a team that easily qualified and won their Europa League groups. So there is obviously talent there, but this is the same spiel that I say every week. But surely this week, at home against Arminia Bielefeld, one of the three worst teams in the Bundesliga, Hoffenheim can get the win. I'm going to continue backing them until they do. But I think if they fail to win in this spot, then you're probably going to get yourselves a managerial change here, because there has to be some serious pressure on any manager that goes down to Schalke and loses by 4-0 and then cannot beat Arminia Bielefeld at home. Hoffenheim would have been looking at these two games as an opportunity to take maximum points. They should have taken 6 points from the games here between Schalke, against Schalke and Arminia Bielefeld at home, but they've already lost to Schalke. So this is a must-win situation. Otherwise, I think we'll be seeing a managerial change, and that's why I'll continue to back Hoffenheim after this. Because as you know, my rule with managerial changes, always back the momentum of the new manager, because they 90% of the time always start out hot. They eventually lose steam, as we've seen with what's happened at Hertha Berlin and various other cases. If managers didn't lose steam, they'd be managers forever. But hot starts do end up going cold, and obviously a hot start's not guaranteed everywhere. But when you have enough talent like Hoffenheim, when a new manager comes in here, there are at least 8-10 clubs that you would fancy your chances against coming in as a Hoffenheim manager and being able to pick up the wins that have eluded them as of late. But I'm taking Hoffenheim here to play for this manager and salvage his job at home to Arminia Bielefeld here at 7-10. Up next, we look at Dortmund here at home to Mainz, where Dortmund are the 1-5 favourites. It's 6-1 the draw, and it's 12-1 on Mainz. Mainz are one of the worst teams in the Bundesliga, so you would think Dortmund will take them apart, but Dortmund sometimes get complacent against teams like this, and very often in the past, we've seen Dortmund all of a sudden go 1-0 down, and we've backed some kind of bet for them to win to nil or some crazy handicap line. I'm going to take the handicap line here at minus 1.5 here, but it's available at 4-6. I don't think that's crazy. I think there's actually some value there. I think the line has been cut down because of previous experiences with Dortmund's inconsistencies in terms of smashing teams that they should smash. But Mainz, I think, are there for the taking, having conceded 5 goals solely in the second half against Bayern Munich. This is a team that should be there for the beating, for an improving Borussia Dortmund team who last week put away RB Leipzig 3-1 away from home. We did tip Dortmund to win that game here. We said they were good to take on the pick market, and we locked them up on the double chance market. The problem is Dortmund all of a sudden have become very defensively disorganised. They have kept just one clean sheet in the last 9 starts, while the visitors have managed to score in 5 of their last 7 away trips. But this Mainz team have won just 1 of their 15 league games this season, losing 11. And Dortmund have found some form here, winning 3 of the last 4 games under the interim manager Edin Terzic. So I think Dortmund here will end up covering this handicap. I don't want to lock it up or anything. I've had bad experiences with that before, but I do think that is the best play in this game, because Mainz really, really, really shouldn't be losing by 1 goal or less against this Dortmund team. So I do think they'll cover the minus 1.5 Asian handicap line here in this one against a team who are rooted in the bottom three of the Bundesliga. Up next, we look at Werder Bremen at home to Augsburg, where Werder Bremen are available here at 23-20. It's 23-10 at the draw, and it's 12-5 on Augsburg. I'm not understanding why we're getting even money here on both teams scoring in this game, because the statistical data here really supports the fact that both teams should be able to find a net here in this game, yet we're getting even money. Both teams have scored in 11 of Bremen's 15 Bundesliga matches this season. 4 of the hosts' last 5 outings have seen both sides hit the net, whereas Augsburg have struck in all but 1 of the 7 away trips this season. So you're getting some solid value here on both teams to score at even money. Don't really have a big lean on the game. Let's just move on to the next one. Let's take both teams to score in this game here between Werder Bremen and Augsburg. Next up, we have Wolfsburg versus RB Leipzig, where Wolfsburg here are available at 5-2. It's 13-5 the draw, and it's even money on Leipzig. Wolfsburg had a very good start to the season, and they're particularly good at home where they're unbeaten. They've won 5 and drawn 2, but they did come unstuck losing 2 games to Dortmund and Bayern Munich. And as there is no real home advantage at the moment, what that says to me is that they do lose to the better teams in the league. But I just think that Leipzig aren't quite as back as Dortmund and Bayern Munich. I think they're clearly the best two teams in the league, Bayern number one and Dortmund number two. And I don't think Leipzig are quite in that conversation. As we saw last week, I confidently tipped Dortmund to not lose at RB Leipzig because Dortmund never lose to Leipzig because they are the better team and they raise their game for the occasion. Whereas Leipzig have lost Werner, and despite the fact they have put weaker teams to the sword, they haven't quite been the same. They have been a lot more defensively organised. And I do think that we'll see a game here between two teams that are defensively solid and that do respect one another. I think that has to be the case when you're looking at Wolfsburg's home record this season, where they're unbeaten. And then, of course, you have RB Leipzig, who have qualified for the last 16 of the Champions League. They're sitting second in the table, having played 15 games this season, 1-9, drawn 4 and lost 2. And they've only conceded 12 goals in their 15 games. They are the most solid defence in the Bundesliga, and Wolfsburg themselves have only conceded 17 and 15. That sounds high, but that's actually very, very low when you look through the Bundesliga table. That makes them the third best defence in the league, even better than the league leaders, Bayern Munich. So I do think these two teams will respect each other. I do think that they'll respect the fact that they can beat one another. And I think what that's going to mean is that we see a conservative game where two teams don't want to get beat and they try and nick the goal late. Therefore, I think the line of over 3, under 3 being 10-11, 10-11 is set far too high. I think 3 goals is far too high for this one, and I'm quite happy to take the under in this one here at 10-11. This pushes if it hits 3 goals, but if there's only 1 or 2, you end up winning this selection. So under 3 goals here for this one between Wolfsburg and Leipzig. I think it'll be a very, very tight game with two teams that respect one another, with Leipzig possibly edging it out, but I'm not as confident taking them as I would be taking Dortmund and Bayern Munich, because I do think they are the standout teams here in the league. And I think the likes of Leipzig, Leverkusen, and to a lesser extent, Borussia Mönchengladbach are just a tad short. And I really don't like taking Leipzig here to win away to an undefeated at home Wolfsburg at the price of even. So I think they'll win the game. Yes, I do think they have the ability to nick it. They are a team that knocked my Manchester United out of the Champions League. They are in the last 16 and they are sitting second in the table. But I'm more confident here about taking the under in what I think will be a tight, tight game. Up next, we look at the last game here on Saturday, and it's another team who have qualified for the last 16 of the Champions League. It's Borussia Mönchengladbach, but they are the 7-5 road favourites here to win at Stuttgart, who are available at 9-5, and it's 11-4 on the draw. Look, Stuttgart have had a very, very good season. The fact they're not in relegation trouble means that they've had a good start to the season, but particularly at home, they have struggled. They are without a league win at home at the Mercedes-Benz Arena this season, drawing 4 and losing 3 of their home games. The visitors have lost just 1 of their last 6 away games, winning 3 of them. And Borussia Mönchengladbach have won their last 2 league games, including a 3-2 victory over the champions Bayern Munich last week, where they came from 2 goals down. So this team are riding a wave of momentum into this game. And they're travelling to a team who, yes, they've done well this season, but they haven't won a home game. And you're looking at them here winning their first home game against a Borussia Mönchengladbach team who are having a revival. At the start of the season, when you looked at this league table, you automatically earmarked Bayern Munich, Leipzig, Leverkusen, Dortmund and Borussia Mönchengladbach as the top 5. And it would certainly be between the likes of Leipzig, Leverkusen and Borussia Mönchengladbach to battle it out for 2 out of 3 Champions League places. Well, Borussia Mönchengladbach haven't joined the race yet. They are sitting in 7th place in the table. They played 15, won 6, drawn 6 and lost 3. They've also conceded 24 goals so far this season and have managed to score 28. So they needed to sort themselves out. That Bayern Munich victory probably does represent some kind of turnaround in form. As for Stuttgart, I think they're in a false position. For them to be 10th, that's a very, very good start to the season. Played 15, won 5, drawn 6 and lost 4. But I think it's key that this team haven't won a home game this season. It proves that there is no real home advantage. So when you're looking at the two teams here, you have to think that Borussia Mönchengladbach are the better team. And there's solid value on them to win this game here at 7-5. But to play it safe, I'm going to take Borussia Mönchengladbach here as a pick. You can get them here as a pick here on the draw no bet market at 8-11. So if this does end up being Stuttgart's fifth home draw out of eight games, then you end up getting your money back here. So you're getting a chance to take Borussia Mönchengladbach here at 8-11 to win this game, or you get your money back if it's a draw. The only way you lose here is if Stuttgart get their first home win of the season at their eighth attempt, and they do it against one of the top five teams in Germany. That to me seems very, very unlikely, and there is some solid value here on taking Borussia Mönchengladbach on the draw no bet market, or as a pick, as you guys in the US say, to win this game here at 8-11. Some of you may be tempted by the money line. I'm a little bit put off by the fact that Stuttgart have had so many draws at home. Borussia Mönchengladbach have also shown high levels of inconsistency, and this game could easily play out as a draw. But what I don't see happening here is Stuttgart winning the game. That's why I'm happy to take Borussia Mönchengladbach as a pick to win this one here at the price of 8-11, which I said represents some solid value here in this one. Moving on to Sunday here, and we begin with Bayern Munich, and I just don't know what to do with this Bayern Munich team. If you listen to my podcast about my worst day ever, then you'll hear stories about, well, a story about Bayern Munich. Well, I think you'll hear stories, because I'm definitely going to talk about what happened last Friday with Bayern Munich losing to Borussia Mönchengladbach from two goals up. This team don't look like the Champions League winners. This team certainly don't look like the Champions League winners. They don't look like the Kings of Europe. They don't even look like the team who came into the Bundesliga last season post-lockdown and absolutely stormed their way to the title with a 100% record. They look a far cry from that, being eliminated to a Division 2 team in the cup in midweek. They are the 1-5 favourites here to win this game. It's 6-1 on the draw, and it's 11-1 on Freiburg, who are coming off a 5-0 win last weekend. I am simply going to take Bayern Munich to win this game, and I'm going to tack on both teams to score here. That takes your bet here up to 7-5. I think, given the fact that Bayern Munich have already conceded 24 goals this season and are not even in the conversation for being one of the best defensive teams here in the Bundesliga, it means this could solidly cash. I think it represents some serious value. I think both teams are going to continue to score in Bayern Munich games unless they implement some kind of different tactic, but they continue to press and press and press and press and try and win the ball high up the pitch and pushing their fullbacks up. And it doesn't seem like they have the energy to pull it off here for the full 90 minutes. They were beaten in the second half by Borussia Mönchengladbach, and they conceded a late goal against a second division team. Something is wrong with this team's cardio level. Something is wrong with this team's fatigue. And the two-week break that the Bundesliga had over Christmas, the winter break, hasn't worked, because Bayern Munich have still come out somewhat sloppy. They were 2-0 down against Mainz before they needed to score five goals in the second half. But that's one of the worst teams in the Bundesliga. Looking at the game against Borussia Mönchengladbach, that was possibly a better reflection of where Bayern were at, because once they went 3-2 down, they never looked like breaking down this Gladbach team. So even though I think there's some serious value here on this bet, taking it here at 7-5, I'm a little bit reluctant to actually have a serious play on it, because I'm not even sure Bayern Munich are going to come through for us and win this game. And looking at the record of Bayern Munich, the value on both teams to score alone as a bet at 4-6 isn't really there. So I think we simply just take Bayern Munich and both teams to score, because it is a value bet. Bayern Munich are the better team here. They're coming off back-to-back losses and they should win this game. But Freiburg should certainly be able to score against a team that don't look like they can defend. Freiburg scored 5 last week, and Bayern Munich have conceded 24 goals in the league so far this season. The final game is a straightforward one. It's Schalke away to Frankfurt, where Schalke are 5-1 coming off last week's win. It's 7-2 to draw, and Eintracht Frankfurt here are available at 4-7. Eintracht Frankfurt are in decent form if you take away their cup loss in midweek. They have been starting to move up the league table. They did beat by Leverkusen at home earlier on in the year. So looking at this game, I think there's some serious value on Frankfurt, even though it's at 8-15. It does seem chalky, but I think they're reading too much into Schalke's win against the Hoffenheim team, who are bang out of form. So I'm simply going to take Eintracht Frankfurt here on the money line to close out the show. And I think they win this game as favourites against Schalke here at 8-15, as Schalke get a reality check off the back of last week's rare win at home against a very, very poor and out of sorts Hoffenheim team. Closing out with the lock this week, I'm going to take Borussia Mönchengladbach on the draw no bet market here, or as a pick, which is available at 8-11. Obviously, that can push because Stuttgart have already had 4 home draws out of 7 so far. And if that is the case, I will give you an additional lock on next week's show. But that's it for me and this edition of Das Bundesliga Show. Good luck with all of your bets as always, guys. And thanks for listening.